Hi, VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled Cannibalism in the Animal Kingdom. Okay, so this doesn't exactly sound like the cheeriest of topics, but animals all have different ways of keeping their species alive and making sure that they don't become extinct. You might have heard of the phrase survival of the fittest. So when it comes to animals, they are trying to survive and they're trying to make sure that their kind or their species is the best it can be. So they want the fittest of their kind to survive. So I suppose cannibalism is one way that they do this. They get rid of weak members of their species and they make sure that the fittest can survive. Anyways, let's take a look at our sentence. While it may seem counterproductive for members of the same species to eat each other, cannibalism can promote the survival of the species as a whole by reducing competition, culling the weak, and bolstering the strong. Okay, so in this sentence, it is explaining why cannibalism can actually help a species as a whole, and it names some ways that it can do this. So before we get into our vocab, let's read the sentence one more time a little bit slower. While it may seem counterproductive for members of the same species to eat each other, cannibalism can promote the survival of the species as a whole by reducing competition, culling the weak, and bolstering the strong. All right, let's look at our vocabulary. Our first vocab is counterproductive. Counterproductive is an adjective. And this word looks pretty complicated at first glance, but you can split it into two parts. So the first part, counter, means to oppose or opposite. And then we have the word productive. So this word together means the opposite of productive or opposing productivity, going against productivity. So basically, it means not helpful or making the thing you want to happen less likely to happen. For example, you could say something like, yelling at Eric was counterproductive as it only made him more angry. So maybe if you were fighting with Eric and you wanted him to calm down, but you decided to yell at him, that would be counterproductive because it would only make him more angry. It didn't help you get to your goal. Okay, our next word is counter. So besides being a prefix or a thing that goes in front of other words, counter can also be a verb on its own. This verb would mean to do something in defense or in response to something or to oppose something. So you could say something like, the army plans to counter the attack by their enemy. So in this case, their enemy attacked them, and now they're going to counter the attack. Okay, our next word is related to our last two words, and it is counter-argument. Counter-argument is a noun. So again, this word uses the prefix counter. So you know that it has something to do with opposing something or being the opposite of something. In this case, counter-argument means an opposing argument. For example, you could say something like, our team won the debate thanks to our strong counter-argument. So their counter-argument here would be an argument that countered the other team's argument. So it opposed the other team's argument. Okay, our next word is species. Species is a noun, and it means a group of similar living things. Members of the same species are able to mate and produce offspring or children with one another. So for example, there are over 4,000 species of frogs. All right, our next word is breed. A breed is a group of usually domesticated animals, so pets or plants, that are related and look similar. Each breed has its own characteristics that are different than other breeds. For example, my favorite dog breeds are Chihuahua and French Bulldog. Our next word is cannibalism. Cannibalism is a noun, and this is when an animal eats its own kind, or a person eats a person. So according to this video, cannibalism is more common than you might think in the animal kingdom. Okay, our next word is related to cannibalism, and it is cannibal. Cannibal is also a noun, and it is a person or an animal that eats its own kind. So it is the thing that is doing the cannibalism. For example, praying mantis are cannibals. All right, the next word is cull. Cull is a verb, and it means to control the size of a group of animals by killing some animals. So either this is done to kill the weaker animals and help the stronger ones survive better, or sometimes it's done just because there are too many animals. So it's a method of population control. For example, dairy farmers often cull cows that cannot produce milk. So they would kill those cows, maybe use them for meat, and then they would focus on other cows that can actually produce milk, since their goal is to produce and sell milk. Our next word is eliminate. Eliminate is a verb, and it means to get rid of, or defeat, or to kill. So for example, you could say eliminate the enemy, and that would mean to get rid of, or maybe even to kill the enemy. You could also say something like, the government is working to eliminate this disease, and that would mean to get rid of it completely so that it no longer exists. Okay, our next word is bolster. Bolster is a verb, and it means to make something stronger or better, or to give support to something. So you could say something like, bolster the economy, or the teacher's praise bolstered the student's confidence. And our next word is related to bolster, and it is boost. Boost is also a verb, and it means to increase or raise. So for example, you could say, the new machines boosted production. And this word boost can replace bolster in some cases. So it could replace it in the last example sentence that we gave. You could say, the teacher's praise boosted the student's confidence. Just like we said, the teacher's praise bolstered the student's confidence. And that would mean basically the same thing. Okay, our last word is reinforce. And reinforce means to encourage or give support to something. So you could say something like, the speech reinforced my beliefs. So I already had these beliefs, but then listening to this speech reinforced them or made them stronger or supported them. Okay, and with that, we've come to the end of our vocabulary words. So let's look at our sentence one more time. While it may seem counterproductive for members of the same species to eat each other, cannibalism can promote the survival of the species as a whole by reducing competition, culling the weak, and bolstering the strong. Okay, that's all we have for today. The question of the day is, can you think of any other strange animal behaviors? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.